The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 51551, Ray at RTE.ie. There's good news for red squirrels, otters and bats in the new red list of Irish mammals. And to tell us more is the National Parks and Wildlife Service specialist in mammals, Dr. Ferdia Marinel. Is it Marinel?
It is, right.
How are you, Ferdia?
Unless you're from Kilkenny, then it's Marinel. We won't go into that.
You're the posh side of the family, Marinel.
We left.
So tell us firstly what the red list is, Ferdia.
So the red list is a standardised approach that's used across the world. It's invented by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, the IUCN, and they basically standardise an approach to assessing whether species are at risk of going extinct. And the same approach is used in every country all around the world.
Aha, so it's a standard, a world standard.
Exactly.
So loads of talk over the years, and I would have listened to Mooney Goes Wild talk about Éin an Illeana and Richard Collins talk about the really bad, much maligned grey squirrel up against the lovely, cuddly, warm red squirrel. Where is that at now?
Well, that story is continuing to evolve. It's a fascinating story, and I have to, at this stage, acknowledge the co-authors on the red list, because Colin Lawton in Galway, who's the professor of zoology over there, is very much the expert on squirrels. And what his team have been showing is that the red squirrel is continuing to re-establish in areas where it hasn't been seen for a long time, and the grey squirrel is continuing to decline. So really good news there, because obviously the grey squirrel is an exotic introduction brought into the country about 100 years ago, and steadily spreading up to about 15 or 20 years ago, and then suddenly the tide seems to have turned, and the red squirrel, having lost a lot of ground, is now back to almost where it was again.
Okay, two things. Remind us why and how the grey squirrel was introduced to the country.
Grey squirrel seems to have been introduced, as far as we know, as a wedding present into Castle Forbes in County Longford. We understand that about 6 pairs of squirrels were handed over and as part of a wedding gift, and rapidly disappeared into the woods and started breeding like rabbits, if that's what squirrels can do. steadily then increased their range ever since.
Yeah, and they were feeding on things that red squirrels would normally eat, and as a result of that, the red squirrel population decreased, I think. Why are the red squirrels fighting back, or how are they fighting back?
Well, again, it's complicated, as all things are in ecology, but certainly one of the main elements is another species called the pine marten, which is about the size of a calf, but it's a native predator. It does live in trees. Capcron is its Irish name, and it seems to have a couple of impacts on the grey squirrel in particular. So the pine marten and the red squirrel would both be native species to Ireland, so they have sort of grown to accommodate each other over the centuries. But the grey squirrel seems to be quite naive when it comes to this pine marten, and certainly there's a certain amount of direct predation, so pine martens will eat squirrels, but there also seems to be a level of stress associated with the presence of pine martens, so that grey squirrels seem to be stressed in the presence of pine martens, and as a result, their reproductive rates go down, and instead of increasing in numbers, the numbers start to decline, and that's allowing the red squirrels then to recolonise these areas.
Ferdia, that is fascinating. So I'm going to spare a thought for the poor grey squirrels that I encounter up in Deer Park up there near where I live. So they're stressed out by the presence of pine martens, and they can't reproduce.
That's basically what happens is, instead of, if in a good year a grey squirrel might produce 10 or 12 young. But then the mortality rate could be quite high as well. So half them might die and half the adults might die. And there's quite a fine balancing point there between a population actually increasing and then having a couple of bad years where instead of producing 10, it's only producing 5 and the mortality is 6. So, suddenly populations start very slowly going down. And certainly what we've seen with the pine marten is that this species, having been almost extinct itself in Ireland up to sort of 30 or 40 years ago, has benefited from protection and the banning of strychnine and other poisons like that were being used against it. And it is recolonising areas at a significant rate. Now it's back over to the M50 again, and hopefully you might see it near your house within the next decade or so. And this species is definitely helping the red squirrel come back to what it used to be like.
Otters are also making a recovery, according to the red list.
Yeah, so the otter and the sort of the other one that we have downlisted, downgraded, which is the Leiser's bat, both of them, I think, are really showing the benefits of long-term monitoring programs. So the National Parks and Wildlife Service would have, you know, long-term monitoring in place for bats with Bat Conservation Ireland, but also our own rangers do regular otter surveys. And both of these species have shown that they are doing quite well. So the life of bat has increased by over 20% in the last 15 years, according to our monitoring. And the otter has returned to some of the rivers that we thought it had probably gone absent from. And in fact, as you've probably heard, it's been seen in the River Liffey and, yes, in, you know, the most built up part of the country. So once it, you know, when it's turning up in places like that, you can be confident that pretty much the rest of the territory is well colonised.
Now, there are some mammals that are in Ireland but don't feature on the red list. Will you explain that to me?
Yeah, so the red list itself is quite, it's not a very long publication, but we do go into some of the background of why species were included and why species weren't included. So a number of species that are recent introductions, deliberate introductions, since 1500 is the cutoff that we took, which is the cutoff that stands across Europe. So things like the Sika deer, the brown hare, muntjac deer, koipu, American mink, those sort of species have not been included. They haven't actually been assessed because they're not considered to be part of our native fauna.
Okay, okay. And wallabies?
Yeah, we didn't assess the wallaby either. There's a population of wallabies out on Allambay Island. Not many people know this, I suspect. But they were introduced there by the owners. Animals from the zoo were brought out, and after a while they started breeding, and they're doing relatively well out there. But happily they're confined. Although the occasional corpse does wash up on the east coast, so we do have photographs sent to us every couple of years of a strange looking.
Is it possible that you could get a Bookshe wallaby wandering around outside the National Concert Hall? I remember we got an email years ago from somebody who swore they saw a kangaroo outside the National Concert Hall.
Would it have been late at night? Right?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah, sure. It's amazing what you see late at night, I find myself.
I thought you were going to ask, was the drink taken? Was the drink taken?
Well, that was the implication, I suspect. Yeah. Send us a photograph at any stage and we'll do our best to identify whatever might be turning
up. Also, the wallabies share Lambay Island with black rats.
Yeah, strange enough, the black rats, the only species now considered to be threatened in Ireland. And that's purely because one of the categories that you look at is the extent of the range of a species, and the black rat is only found on Lambay Island. It's actually been here a long, long time. It's been here for thousands of years, probably came with early settlers. It is a commensal, so it lives with humans, it travels with humans. But more recently, in recent centuries, it's been replaced by the brown rat, which right, came from Asia after it and has basically sort of supplanted it over.
Which would you prefer, the black rat or the brown rat?
You know, I'm one of those people who doesn't like rats of any sort.
I'm with you. I think there's a good few of us around.
Yeah, David Attenborough is one of us as well, so I feel like we're in good company there.
Right.
He doesn't like rats.
Okay. Yeah. The kaipu, is the kaipu a type of rat or what is it?
It's a rodent, so it's a sort of the same sort of general family. Yeah, it has big teeth and it breeds very rapidly. And you might be familiar with we had a recent report of a koipu from the Royal Canal, which I think probably turned out to be, we are happy that turned out to be an otter.
What does it look like?
The heel of the hunt. It's a big hairy mammal that lives beside waterways, so it does look ostensibly like an otter. If you only got a glimpse of it jumping into the water, you might mistake it for an otter or a koipu. But we had the situation in Cork about 3 or 4 years ago where we got photographs sent to us that were clearly of a koipu, and we went to investigate. We found there was a small breeding population there just on the outskirts of Cork, so animals had escaped or been released from a petting zoo and had managed to breed. So that's the first time we'd had koipu breeding in Ireland, and we had to trap them and dispatch them. They're a very invasive species. They spend €2 million a year in Italy just trying to control their numbers there, which they cause huge damage to agricultural crops.
Koipu, if you want to Google it.
Go Google us, yeah.
Ferdia Marinel, thanks so much for sharing the findings of the Red List with us.
Lovely talking to you, Ray.
Yeah,
thank
happy
you
Christmas.
Much.
Good luck. See you. Bye.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.